So we're holding over here on Tzadikei Amud Aleph. Back to Sancheiriv. So, seven, eight lines from the top. My Benoiv Lamed. What's the explanation to this pasuk? Another day in Noiv Lamed. Amar Avuna. Oise Ayoim. That day Nishtayim Me'avoina Shel Noiv. Which means like this. You know, Shaul HaMelech went out and killed Noivi HaKayanim. It was a terrible chet. Why did he kill him? Because Dayag HaDayim, he said, Lashon HaRa and David, that they were there. So Shaul decided to kill out the whole...
Who was there?
David.
So David was there? I mean, that
David, yeah.
What was his reason? How they were... What were they doing?
Well, Marmachus. So that was a big tain on Shaul, and it was a tain on Klai Yisrael that they didn't give, they weren't mechichim. No, that it was never by him. Yeah. So what happened was, is the Bnei Yisrael, the Klai Yisrael was getting punished. What happened to Noivei HaKayanim? So there was one more day left that Klai Yisrael was going to get punished for Noivei HaKayanim. It means there was a certain amount of days that they were going to get punished for it. And there was one day left. So Amilei Kaldai, the stargazers told Sancheiriv, you conquer it today, you'll be fine. If today you're not going to conquer Yerushalayim, you're not going to be able to conquer it anymore. So Ucha Debay Leskuya Ba'asar Yaimi, yesterday we learned, he went through 10 cities. The day that it was supposed to take him 10 days, Saga Bechadjaimi, he ran through those cities in one day. Because he was trying to head to Yerushalayim. So he comes to Yerushalayim, Shadilei Bistarki, they put down carpets. Adis Salik V'yasiv Me'eloi Shura. Till he was able to see, that means they raised the floor next to Yerushalayim. Like this, he was able to see into Yerushalayim. Adi Chazir Kulu L'Kulu Yerushalayim. Till he was able to see into Yerushalayim. Kichazye, when he looked in, Ister Be'enei was small in front of his eyes. Omai, Aloi, Doh, Hikati Yerushalayim. This is Yerushalayim, the Aloi, Gash, is Kol Masharisi. This is what I brought my whole army for. This place is teeny.
Hashem made him be able to see from a distance. That's what it means.
No.
His soldiers.
They made a mountain.
They put down carpets. And this, he should be raised, and he should be able to see over the wall into Yerushalayim to see what he's looking to conquer. So he looked at it and he saw, this is so small. This is what I'm bringing all my soldiers for. I give by Allah kipshes kol medinta. This is why I was kaivish all the other medinas. Halay is the ira. It's a small v'chol shem mikol kache amma the kavshes betkayif.
Why does it matter what he conquered previously?
Up until here, yeah. Halay is the ira. This is small v'chol shem and it's weaker mikol kache amma the kavshes all the nations that I captured. Betkayif yadi Allah with my hand, the strength of my hand.
Last
destination. Become. Yeah. Become a manid bereisha. He shook his head. He waved his umayvil umaisi biyadei al tur beis mikdash. He was waving his hand towards the beis mikdash, the betziyan and tziyan valazata the bishalayim and the siv bishalayim. Ami. Nishdi beyada idna.
Yerushalayim is the
base
of Mikdash.
Yeah. No, Tur base Mikdasha. The Betzion, Bazat Yerushalayim.
And Azar to the Yerushalayim is the Azar of the base of Mikdash.
Right, Azar, yeah. This was the base of Mikdash, that was Azar. Amri, they said, Nishde Beyada Idna. So they told Sancheiriv, let's destroy it. Now, Amalu, he said to me too, no, it's a wonder that you should destroy it now, either because the Rashi says, either because you're tired from the road, or let's rest up. There's no reason for this. Lamacha, Isili, why? Tomorrow will come. Isili kolchad v'chad minaychul guma, and how
he didn't listen to his own.
Yeah, because he said this is so easy. I don't need any work for this. He said tomorrow everyone should come, take one rack, one thing of cement, and throw it at it, and we'll win it over. He said, this, you don't need any...
No, he meant that they'll take it apart like the Berlin Wall. Each one will take a piece of the wall.
He said that. So miyad, v'yiba laylahu, that night, v'yotza malach Hashem, malach Hashem went out, v'yach b'mach v'asher meyo shmoinim, v'chamisha elef, 185,000 people died. In Magefa, all the soldiers, Yeshkim Baboika, they woke up in the morning, Vuyidna Kulam, Pigari Mason, they found them all dead. So, especially the Nes Nigla.
Not everybody died.
Right, there were some people that are alive. No,
so Kherev died here or he stayed alive?
Yeah, he was alive. Like Pari. What night, well, you know when this was? You know when this was? If you say that God, if you get to that part.
Oh yeah,
yeah. This is Leil Pesach. You have to get to it and understand it's two things. Yeah. Zakti Gemara Vayta. Amar Papa, Haina Da Amitchi, this is what people say, Bas Dino, Batal Dino. You sleep over, you lon the din, then the fight's going to stop. So it means it's going to be Batal. So too, over here, he slept over and the whole thing became Batal. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vayta. The Yishbi, who's Yishbi? Yishbi is Goliath's brother. See, he was no katlakani, he was no small person. David killed Goliath. So Yishbi was his brother. Benoiv, Benoiv, Ashabiyalde Harafa, Bilide Harafa, and Umishkal Kinai Shloish Meis Mishkal. The weight of Kinai, his stick, was 300 Mishkal, right? Nechayshes. Vuhu Chagul Chadasha. He was wearing a new belt, warfare. He wanted to kill David. So that's the pasuk. Zok Gemara, Ma'ay v'Yishbi b'Noiv. What's going on? It wasn't even Yishbi b'Noiv. Zok Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Ish Shebo al Iske Noiv. He was also coming because of what happened by Noiv. Noiv Yakayin, and what the Taina which all did to Noiv. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu David. Baruch Hashem told David, Ad Masa Yia Ova In Zeh. How long is this chait going to be hiding in your hands? What chait? Al yadcha ne'ga noiv erkayna. Because of you, Shaul killed noiv erkayna. So you see this amayit gezach, the dakas shabadakas. The same way, if you speak Lashon Hara about someone, there's a tain on that person that you speak Lashon Hara about. Even though, what do you do? Because, yeah,
he lied to them. You gave him
something to say Lashon Hara.
But it was his fault because he lied to them. If he would have told them that he's running away from the Melech, they wouldn't have given him.
Yeah, okay, but that's not what
Chaim said.
That
can't apply to every case of Lashon Hara.
It doesn't apply, Mamash, but you see the Chafetz Chaim says such things. That, yeah, you're right. If let's say you're Mamash Anav and no one looks at you, you live as a pashtus and this and that, no one's saying Lashon Hara.
Usually not.
It's only because you're Shtech Yanim Zaygin. Something, with something, let's say. Obviously, no, it's not. You have to be a malach to live like this, I'm saying. V'al yadcha nitra doyeg ha'adaymi. And because of you, doyeg ha'adaymi said Lashon Hara. Because he was jealous. V'al yadcha negu shal l'shleish esbanav. And because of you, Shaul got killed because of this. So
you can have a time that someone says, al yadcha, he said Lashon Hara, so you're not supposed to say Lashon Hara.
I just told you that you gave him schayr to say Lashon Hara. Again, you're not saying Lashon Hara on that loser over there. It's not a gay at you to say Lashon Hara. You're not a shtach to eigen
abyss. The Tzemach Tzedek in the Magol Sayyam, and Sadrani Katana says like I said.
Okay.
Because he lied to the
ear. Right, but the Pashtus, Rashi is not mashmoy like that. Yeah, okay. Shekibi Lachimel, Shesipi Lashon Hara Davish, and Skana Beishol. Okay. Zog Tima Vaita. Ritzaincha, so the Mashem said, I gave him a choice. Yichlu Zarecha, Aitim Sibi Ad Ayev. Either I'm going to kill your children, or you're going to fall in the hands of the enemy. I'm in the front of your Banish Lalam. Mutiv Em Sibi Ad Ayev, it's better that I should be given over the Yichlu Zari. My children shouldn't get destroyed. Yom Echad, one day, Nafik Lishka. He went to capture Bizoi. Capture animals. He went to... Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't mean literally capture. It was time going to Bitzad. He was going to look for a Chakadish place. Asa Satan. The Idmi Le Ketavya. A Satan, if the Satan looked like a tzvi, like a deer. Pasak Begirus, he shot at it. Lematchim, it didn't reach him. Moshe, the deer, which is the Satan, ran Adam Machi Le'ed's Plishtim.
He shot at the deer?
Yeah. He went there to capture them.
It sounds like he actually was going hunting.
Yeah. So obviously, he needs to. Yeah. If you don't want to tell. Yeah, but Lematchim. Yeah, so Moshe Adam Amtai Le'ed's Plishtim. Till he reached he was chasing him, he was moving back till he got to Eretz Plishtim. Kedechaze Yashvi Benoiv till he saw Yashvi Benoiv. Right, so he was trying to bring him into Yashvi. Amahainu
pulled him closer
to be captured. Amahainu the cutlass. So Yashvi said, I know the cutlass to Gal Yisachi. Oh, he's the one that killed my brother Gal Yis. Kaf say he tied him up. Kamte oisve v'shadje tusi bebedaya. He put him underneath a rechaim. He wanted to crush him. It's avid le nisa. There was a nes. The machale ayam etuse, the ground underneath this rechaim got soft. And David got moved into the ground. Because the Sirchaim was on top of him, but he got crushed into the ground. So why did Bereshitim do a nes if that's what was supposed to be?
So he went into the ground and what happened? And he was saved?
Yeah, so he's underneath. He wasn't crushed because the ground got soft underneath him. Or there's another pshat that the ground opened up. Whatever it is, like upon him. So why did Bereshitim do this nes?
We just finished saying his...
That he deserved it.
Right. It was the Gavaka Taylor, so it's like instead.
No.
The anguish of being captured for a few minutes, and that was his
Einish. Yeah, that's what I would say, Pashim Shat. Some Achanim say that, and the other says that they didn't want that, that's called Chenek. That's and they didn't want that.
That's Gila, the stone on top of you.
No, but it's choking him. So that's called Chenek. So Mela, the people are going to think that the reason why he's getting stoned is because the Maisa Batsheva. It's Mizana. And she says, Chenek. It's like this. That for this he wouldn't get killed. Okay. Zakta Gemara. Hainu d'chsev, tachiv tzadi tachtai, v'lei madu kasu, I didn't get crushed. So that's what happened. Hu yayma, what day was this? Apanya, Demali Shabbat, it was Erev Shabbos. Avisha ben Tzuya, that was one of David's men, havi kachayif reishei, b'dalet gabi demaya. He was washing his head, he was washing his body, Erev Shabbos. That's why the Gemara is saying it's Erev Shabbos, because that was the only time he washed. That's why was he washing himself. The Chedim says.
So what do we take out of this?
No,
you can't share in the
night. Oh, yeah. So he was washing himself with four saw of Mayim. Fine.
His head. Shampoo.
Yeah. Chazinu kasmi dama. He saw ksamim of dam, of blood. Ikadami. Asa yayna, a yayna bird came. Itrif kame. And what's the tumult in front of him was bothered. So amam. Knesset Yisrael liyayna imsele. Kla Yisrael is similar, is medame te yayna. Shenema. Kanfe yayna nachba vakesef. So since Klai Yisrael's Nachav HaKesef is similar to Yainus, if the Yainus is B'tah, it's not what Klai Yisrael's B'tah. Shmami no, David Malka the Yisrael, David that's the king of Yisrael, B'tah Shari, is laying in pain. So Osla Beisi went to David's house. Lashka, he couldn't find him. Amai said, I better go look for him. Tanan, we learned the Mishnah, in Chavez, in Yechven al-Susay, you can't ride on a Melech's horse, and Yoshin al Kisa, you can't sit on his chair. And Mishdam Shem Mishavitai, can use a shavit stick. What's Bishas Akana? Can I use it or not? I want to go get David. What's the shayla? So I asked Shaul by Midrash, he asked him, "Mismeh Hashem on the Shasakana Shabbatam." Maybe Michal Shabbos the Shasakana. It's hard, you know, to use his horse.
Yeah, he could have looked for a different horse. Why does he have to adapt to his horse?
You know, you didn't get a sin from the yoyah.
But that wasn't his question. His question was b'shas hakana. They said b'shas hakana he could. You're right. You're asking stam a good nekuda. Maybe on a suffix night, but even a suffix would be good question. So, some want to say that. How could it be b'shas hakana? Because first of all, maybe it was supposed to be that David maybe was supposed to get killed. I don't know, something like that.
And you also, said
that. What?
You just said that earlier.
And also, like Rav Mazza saying, could just use a different horse. But so what? Why
did he? In the end, he didn't even use the horse. There's no reason to walk on the ground that the Melech walked on. So the Issa was a horse because a horse is Kfarim Marcus. He rode a mule.
That's what it meant the whole time.
I'm saying, I don't know where his...
Maybe that's what he meant the whole time, but the Issa is a horse,
No. He went to... So this guy has to tire on this because it's shaykh that he was being semich on a neis, like we'll see soon. To be semich on a neis together with that, you know, to be semich. Back upon him, the chenu and bother with his cash.
I don't know where he gets it from, but he says over here his only available means of transportation was David's mule. That was the only thing available to him.
Right.
The mechtesim.
No, because the fact else he could have used someone else's.
Right. So then that's a terrorist.
Right.
I said that the horse knows its bite. Chance of figuring out
what you're doing. Oh, so we're gonna get to it. So, no, but that wasn't our question.
Why? Your question wasn't why you need someone else's?
No. What's the tzad not? Shasakana, that's partial to that. Yeah. So he said, they said you're allowed to. So, Rachve Leparde, he wrote on it, Vikam V'ozal. And he went, Kavtale Ariat Kvitzadech. Now, where was he going?
You're going to where David was, the Eretz Plishtim.
Hey, you didn't know where?
You figured the Hashem will guide him.
No. So it was David's horse. So they say David's horse had Ruach HaKadosh. When was this horse created?
The problem is
when?
The mule.
The mule, the same thing.
You know what? Hashem doesn't make a mule. A mule was created.
Kalayim. That's a test. That he wasn't allowed to ride Kalayim, even though Shas HaKana. But to do another Issev Kalayim, he wouldn't be able to ride.
There's no reason to ride Kalayim. It's only two. You couldn't ride on a horse and a donkey at the same time.
So Ben Yada says that there was both there. It was the horse and the donkey. And the parade. Okay, because I'm Issa. So now, it says in Chazal, it says that this was created, Shesh and Mebre, Shesh, this horse. It was a holy horse. Yeah.
It was a mule.
And
the mule was created
after Adam.
What's the
Sfar
Nefesh?
No, but maybe
you can't.
The Rav said before, we're assuming already that it was a Sakan.
He made the mule.
Yeah.
Meaning you came with that enough.
So he had Pitzadech. So this horse knew where to go. But how did the Kamaski... While they were going, the mother of Avishai and Goliath was there, the Havas Navla, that she was weaving her clothing. Kichazite, when she saw him,
she was spinning thread.
Spinning thread, right there. Kichazite, when she saw him, pasakta la pilcha, and shadita Allah. Right, she took the spin, and she threw it at him. Sarva la miktale, she started to kill him, she wanted to kill him. And Amaisa, she missed. Amrilay, she told him, Elam, yeah, you smart one, you young one. Aisili plach. Go, she was a big woman, guy, and he put the sword into the ground. Ama nefil alav, let David, I'm going to throw him up, and when he falls down, he's going to die. Now, why didn't he just kill him? He had a spear with him, and just kill him. What's he making? Zolchash binus. He's going to throw him up to Shemayim, and when he lands, he's going to land on it.
He wanted to show how strong he was, that he could throw this guy up all the way.
Yeah, that's some say that some svarim, right, that he wanted, he felt that he wasn't going to be able to kill him on the ground. Maybe David has shlita on the ground. As he throws him up to Shemayim, over there, David doesn't have shlita.
But okay. He held it was a magician. A magician
have to
work off the ground.
He killed Magalias.
Yeah, on the ground.
That's
how
he
is. Yeah. So, Omar Avisha Hashem. So Avisha came and saw this. He sees David flying in midair. So he said, Hashem Amalchus. So, Eikmi David ben Shemayah La'ara. He stopped. David stayed hanging. You read this in the Medrash, little Medrash says, or no? They have these stories?
So why did David Amalch himself use it?
Because like the Gemara is Kasha. No, the Gemara asks you a question. The Gemara doesn't say it has, but it's not the right has. The Gemara, Velema Le'iyu, let David himself say it. The Gemara, someone who's in jail can't get himself out of jail. Fine. So Amalei, so he told him, Avishai asked.
The same, you see in other cases, people say to themselves, probably because you have to say it.
What do you mean probably? The Gemara tells you tithes. What do you mean?
That doesn't mean it literally, because the cases where people use the shame.
You have to be in a certain state of mind to be able to achieve it.
Right.
Yeah, okay. No,
so you think that's why it wasn't able to be chavish?
That's the reason why chavish doesn't do it. Fine. Now, Amalei, my bias hacha. So Avishai asked David, what's this to do? Amalei, hachi, it didn't just mean what you're doing. He says, how did you fall into this in these hands here? Amalei, hachi, Amalei, kutcha b'richu. This is what Hashem told me. Hachi, Adela, Hashem asked me, do you want yourself or do you want your children? And I said, I want myself to be. So Amalei, apach sluse. Switch your tefillah. No, you should get saved and your children should get hurt. Bah! Like we say, Babiroch, Kirolism, I'd like to start. Let your children sell
wax.
These wax. Right? Let them suffer. Let them much of a banas, and you don't.
What kind of saying is that?
What kind of saying?
He's saying, like Amaleah.
Everyone said that. Right. But he was saying, maybe Klaisal needs you more. Let them suffer, and
we're also saying, like, this popular phrase.
Yeah.
No, because Klaisal is so terrible, shy to very positive.
No, but he's saying that Jesus is not like that. Everyone's working for the children, else you'll go and you'll stay in Kyle, I don't know, whatever. You'll sit in Florida on the beach, right? What are you working so hard for?
This is different. I thought the star means...
Rashi says, Mashalusha Emre Ben Yodim, people say it.
Zakti Amalai, Amalai. No, you're asking good, the Matthias is not like that. Yeah. Amalai.
The difference between...
Amalai.
The star means...
Everyone works for star.
No, this kind of star, they're trying to kill you, you're in prison, you're about to die, that's that kind of star.
Everyone does that. Amalai Yachi, right, the Nebuchadnezzar says that you're allowed to do panasa. You go into capturing chayas, right? You're allowed to put yourself in a matzav sakana because panasa. That's what people do. Yeah. Amalai Yachi, if so, Sayyabadon, help me. David said, help me with your tefillah. And the Chsiba Yazale, Avisha Ben Tzvi, they both damn it together that it switched the tefillah. Now, why don't you just say he helped him to this? Why do you have to say tefillah? When you hear the story, Avishai ben Tzruya helped him to get saved. He said the Shem HaMalchus. Right.
You can't fight with Hashem. He won't win.
No, but when the Pasuk says, this is what he saved him for, you can say. Right. Where did he save him? He saved him right here? So you're saying, good. You're saying, because if not, you would have died someplace else. So Amar Avisha Hashem. So Avisha Devala took out the spear from the ground and he said the Shem HaMalchus. Ba'achse. Right? And he saved him.
Okay.
He landed. So Avikirod of Asrayu. So they ended up chasing him. Kimati Kuvi. When they came to Kuvi, chasing him to Kuvi, Amri Kumbe. Kimati betray. Amri betray Guri and Katli La'ara. They said, what do you mean? And we're going, we're two lions against one lion. Amri lay, he told them, Zil ishtakach, sorry, they told him, Zil ishtakach la'arpa imech b'kivra. They told him, go look for your mother, Arpa, in the grave. They reminded him, ki atki lashma de'ime, and reminded him the name of the mother, kachash, he got weak, kachash chela, he got weak, v'katlin, they're able to kill him. You remind someone about his mother, that's it. Hayin dechsiv, Oz nizbu anshe David lelema leseitze itan oid itanu lemelchama lesich bezne Yisrael. So you see that what? That don't go anymore melchama. Yeah. So now, Tana Rabbana. Shloisha kafzalam ha'aretz. Here they got rid of Yisrael. Shloisha kafzalam ha'aretz. There were three kvitza derech in the land. Eliezer ben Avram, Yaakov Avinu, v'Avisha ben Tzruya. Avisha ben Tzruya od Amra. Here we see how he got to get Yishbi. He had Kri Sadech. Alezev and Avram, the Chsiv, Rava Ayoim, Ala Ayin, Ala Ayin. Today he came alive. The Mema do Yoim and Nafak. What's Ayoim? To teach you that that day is the day he left. Yaakov Avinu. Notice Chumash, the Chsiv. It's Yaakov Be'eshov, V'yelech Haran. So he came to Chana. And then the next person says, "Va'ita, v'chsiv v'yiv kavim makam v'yolam sham." He didn't get to Chan. He was still in Beis, that place. Kivah Hashemesh. And when he came kimata l'chan, Amar, what happens? How do you answer that? He was a Chan who was in Beis. So we say kimata l'chan when he came to Chan, Amar efsher avati amakam shespalu by a Beisai. I'm going to come to the place where my parents daven, and Eli is palalti by, and I'm not going to daven it. Forgot what happened. By the Mahadis, he decides he's going to go back. Even to hear B'dai to the Mahadis, once he had mind to go back, Kavtzala Arya, the ground, from Niyad, and he had Pitzah Dech. Aviv Kavim Makim, he came to that place. Dabar Acha, Eim Kiya L'Tvila, means davening. Shanem V'ata Al-Tispal Ba'adam, Azev Al-Tisa Ba'adam, Rino V'Tvila. Al-Tivka Bi, V'yolan Shom, Kiva Hashemesh. So he davened. Basa, the Tzalibay, the Mahadim, Oh my Kaddish Baruch Hu, Tzadik Zeh Bob Meis Malayni. So he wanted to leave. So he davened and he wanted to leave. Oh my Kaddish Baruch Hu, Tzadik Zeh Bob Meis Malayni. He comes to my hotel. Yiftei B'Laylini should go without sleeping. Yad Ba HaShemesh. The sun came down. V'anad Echsiv. V'yizach Lo HaShemesh. The sun came down. V'chiloi B'Vadzach. V'yizach Lo HaShemesh to him. V'lei L'chalayim Kulay. V'yizach. The sun came down to heaven. Alam HaMitzach. Shemesh Ba Ba'avuray. The sun that went down for him, shone for him, it means it came down already for him. For the reason why it came down was because of him, which was to heal his hip. Yeah, for. So to that.